They can't handle the truth. Russia on Wednesday vetoed a UN resolution intended to pinpoint who ordered the use of nerve gas in Syria. And they're betting they won't be held accountable. And that appears to be the whole point of this disinformation plan we keep hearing about. The plan starts with false stories, like the ones that claim the Sandy Hook school shootings and the Boston Marathon bombings were a hoax. Researcher Kate Starbird of the University of Washington found that these stories are often spread by automated Twitter accounts called Twitter bots, robot accounts programmed to blindly retweet a story again and again under different names.
We see them active in the conspiracy theory space a lot, where one person will tweet about this event being a hoax, and then hundreds of bots will automatically retweet it. So it looks like there's hundreds of people engaging in it.
And guess who's behind some of the websites you end up clicking on?
There were some Russian propaganda sites and think tanks within my data sets.
And the people who plant these stories are betting that if the story fits your worldview, you won't bother to check it out before sharing it, which is the ultimate goal, to turn you into an accomplice by getting you to spread the disinformation.
Disinformation that's really just meant to confuse you and to undermine your trust in information.
So that Russia can spread an alternate truth about anything it wants without it seeming so outrageous.
Their idea is that if people don't know where to turn for information, if they don't know what to believe, then they become very easy to manipulate.
And that's the greatest conspiracy of all, to get people to believe in conspiracies. So it doesn't take a relationship with Vladimir Putin to do Russia's bidding. When you fall for a false story and spread it around, you're basically a Putin puppet, even if you haven't met him and you don't know him personally and have no idea why that friend of yours was talking to Russian spies.